Keep Thanksgiving peaceful. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I know that traditionally Americans define Thanksgiving as a holiday started by Abraham Lincoln to remind us all why we moved away from our relatives. But it doesn't have to be that way, as long as you prepare properly. The secret to living through this year's Thanksgiving, to ensure that your meal is amazing, is to do what it takes to avoid dumb mistakes, even though you might go slightly crazy. For we live in an age when nutrition's the rage, and nobody has the same diet. So the food that you get them must suit their digestion, and your job's to go out and buy it. Megan's a vegan, Frank is organic, and Carly eats kale till it hurts, and Jeffrey hates gluten as if it were Putin, and Paul wants to vape for dessert. Doug won't eat dairy, he finds cows too scary. You name a disease and he's got it. Chris is cage-free, so his turkey must be free to roam till the moment they shot it. But one last preparation for such an occasion is crucial before your guests eat. The people invited should all be divided according to with whom they tweet. That should head off discussions that lead to concussions. And once everyone's in their chair, take the wine cups and fill them, then drink like a pilgrim, and pretty soon no one will care. No, there's nothing like turkey and wine when you're thirsty, and gravy without any lumps. Just pay close attention that during this session that nobody mentions the Trumps. If they do, try this ruse the professionals use to keep peace at this annual meeting. It's hard to get rude with a mouthful of food, so whatever you do, keep them eating. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.